But my key is just...
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate, grow their teams and add more transactions year over year while so many struggle? To get the answers, we interview top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. Listen, we believe every agent should make a minimum of $100,000 per year, and we're on a mission to make this happen. We've already helped over 100 agents achieve this with our coaching. So if you want to fast track your business growth, get to your first $100,000 in GCI, or add another $100,000 in GCI using social strategies, then head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com, or you can just click the link in the description below. Also, just make sure to follow us, hit that subscribe button, and if you get any value from this at all, please tell a friend and leave us a review. My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
I want to now dive into your third and final topic, which is realtor relationships. This is an interesting one. Peter's itching at the bit because he realtor relationships can be challenging, let's be honest. Listen,
yes.
I'm sure some of you guys listening to this show right now, you know you've been dicks. You've been a dick to another realtor. Let's just straight through the shit here. You know, it's happened. So it's a bit of a challenging one, but let's unpack why realtor relationships are your third and final secret to success.
Yeah. So in my little town, we have probably about 550 realtors. And I figured out, like, right out of the gates, that other partner is extremely important, because they are, if they're looking at 10 offers, and you've been a, what you just said, mean, or if you don't have a good relationship, they will not even, you know, a lot of, because they're looking who they're going to partner with for 30 to 40 days. And if you don't have a good relationship, you're going to get shoved at the bottom of the pile. No matter, I mean, what I figured out is, even if your client has a decent offer, but if there's five others that have something similar, they're going to go with someone who they enjoy to work with. So I figured that out immediately. And I've just chosen, I'm not a doormat, but I've chosen to take the high road a lot. And I've chosen to get along and build a bridge with everybody I work with. And so I actually kind of market a little bit to them. So every time we have a transaction, I'll send them a little gift. I always make sure to write a thank you card to them. And, you know, some of them are definitely more of a favorable experience than others. And there have been some that have been not pleasant at all, but I still choose to kind of take like the high road, and be gracious to them. And, but my key is just treating everyone, my clients and the other realtors, just how I'd want to be treated. And I also know I come from a place where, like, nobody's perfect. We all screw up, even myself.
Yeah. So, I guess my question for you is then, well, it's a two-part. First one, you've worked with somebody that wasn't very favorable in your own terms. Would you choose to work with that other person again if you had the option? If you knew they weren't the first time?
I'm all about second chances. But yes, if it was them and four other realtors, it was my listing and there were similar offers, it depends, but, you know, maybe not. But I'm also not about, I am about second chances, but if there was four other ones that were kinder to me and more fun and more about the win-win, I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just think you have to be win-win. You have to be win-win in this co-op. We all work with co-ops, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is part of working with other realtors. It's like you said, treat them like you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. You said you will take them on. I guess this is where we have a somewhat of a difference of opinion with regards. And this is a good thing, because like I don't work with anybody like that. Like if I don't meet eye to eye with them, like I'll just say goodbye. Because for me, my kind of, peace at night is like I just don't want to have to wake up thinking I'm just gonna have to deal with this idiot the next day. I'd rather not take the money. Do you know what I mean? Like that's kind of where
right.
Like I'm just like, if I've got to work with that person to get this $5,000, $10,000 or whatever, or I can just walk away and actually sleep good and another deal's going to come because I have sorted my lead generation out. Like, I know leads are coming. Like, that's not a problem for me. Yeah. I'm just going to say, not for me. I'm sorry. Like, I don't need that bad.
Yeah. I understand why you would say that. I think for me, I think it's still in me, like, you know, if it was then like you, what you're saying, not, to work with nobody or them, I'd have to work with them. But I know we teach people, we train people how to teach us, or no, we teach people, what is it? We train people how to treat us. We train people how to treat us, right?
Yeah.
But some people that are untrainable.
I feel like sometimes they all congregated in this industry somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say there's five miserable people that just seem to rotate every so often, and probably more often than we expect and anticipate.
Yeah.
And like, we're on the same side as you with regards, like, you just go into the world and just, you know, be a decent human being and it'll come back. And these also come through referrals and just partnerships. And, you know, sometimes it's just mega frustrating. And we've all been in, like I said, like, all of us have done something in our past. Like, it's not like anyone here is perfect. And again, like, second chances is all well and good. You know, but there's definitely certain personality types that are just more challenging than others. And it's nothing that they've particularly done. It's just some people are, you know, more one way than the other, and it's harder for certain personalities to agree. But I mean, this is it's been super interesting unpacking your three secrets. I think you've had a unique perspective on such massive growth in such a short period of time. I think you've just got a ridiculous hustle mentality. Just everything you've spoke about, it's just like, you've just got the grind. Like, you can just tell. I mean, if anyone's listening, go and watch on YouTube as we upload there too. But like, you can just see in your face, it's like that grit that it's just built in you. Like you said, you were like, I don't know what it is, it's me. And I could just tell when we met, I was like, this woman's just salesman through and through. She's just there. And ice to Eskimos. Yeah. I can imagine it.
Yes.
Liberty, I want to give you the floor. If you've got anything going on, if you're growing a team, if you're buying a son home, you want referral partners, I don't know if you've got anything else going on, how could people reach out, learn more about you, your business, what's going on, whether it's phone, email, website, social media?
Oh, that's nice.
People know.
Thank you. If anybody wants to connect, I'm Yakima, Washington. So middle of the state, we have a ton of breweries here. 80% of the world's hops come from Yakima, Washington. So hops, vineyards, and it's a great place to come and take a break. And like your friend that takes, what is it, every 2 weeks, your other realtor takes off every other week, come on over here to Yakima. If you come and you do have any referrals moving here to get a part of our over 300 days of sunshine, my phone number is 509-952-8341. And I work with Keller Williams, Yakima Valley. My website is yakimawithliberty.com. And that's kind of, those are the main ways to get a hold of me. You can Google me. But yeah, that's it. And so I would love to partner with any of you realtors. I am an awesome partner and, you know, would treat you really well, and as well as your clients. So thank you for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Perfect. It's been great, everyone. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we have chatting with Liberty, and we will see you in the next one. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening to this and you aren't making over $100,000 per year in GCI, and you're looking for a predictable system to get you there, then head over to go.eliteagentsecrets.com.